This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I believe a week from tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, something put on by the Urban League of Greater Hartford. Our good friend David Hopkins joining us here. I'm Brian and Company here on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Brian. I'm well. How are you today?
I'm good. First of all, how's things? How's Hartford? What's happening?
Yeah, Hartford's good, man. You know, I tell you, some of the exciting things that we see happening is, at least the good stuff, is continued building in the community and a lot of health activities that you mentioned right now. This is Minority Health Month in April, and so we were just part of a wonderful event that the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated put on a couple weekends ago to celebrate health in the community. But, I mean, there's some challenges as well, and there's still a lot of work to do, so we're happy to be part of the dream.
I don't know. This is a random thought, but do you get federal funding, and is any of that in jeopardy? I don't know that you do, so...
Yeah, good question. Those challenges certainly apply to a lot of agencies. The Urban League being one, but not as much as others. I mean, we're probably about 30% supported by government funding, and we've seen a little bit of movement on a couple of levels. The National Urban League does get a lot of funding from the Department of Justice or the Department of Education, and so some of those funds do filter down to us here in Hartford. In fact, we had a CDC grant that we got from the National Urban League, but it was about $10,000. So it wasn't a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. But I think the more important thing that I'm seeing, though, too, is the response that we're seeing from corporate partners and the other funding sources that we have who are committed to the mission and recognizing that, what the Urban League does is improve and strengthen families through the work that we do, particularly around education, employment, and housing.
Right.
So, where this, presumption is that organizations like the Urban League or those who are servicing historically marginalized people are doing something that's not productive, which is completely false. People know the bigger picture, at least from the Urban League standpoint, and we're seeing more people respond in that respect. So it's tough though. I don't want to dismiss it because it is difficult and not good either, and not fair.
Well, I wonder if, and you don't have to respond necessarily. I'm just thinking out loud that, as companies pull back, which we know corporate behavior has pulled back more quickly than personal consumption behavior, that if that'll trickle down into what they do with nonprofits, right? I mean, if they're spending less on their business or investing in their business, whether they'll pull back on their charitable efforts too. I don't know if there's a recessionary impact. I'm not saying we're going into one, but if we do, if there's a trickle.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely – you're exactly right. And we expect that as well. I mean, it's just – the market ebbs and flows as well. And so, there are times when, we go back to 2020 and responses to the Black Lives Matter movement. And, there was, significant investment in organizations trying to do better and do more and be more responsive. And there were times when there's less, and it's directed in other areas. One of the things that the Urban League again does, as I mentioned before, is just our focus on these particular, we call pillars. And so, we still make the case, but yeah, if there's less spending, that's going to hit everyone. And, unfortunately the community suffers, but, we're not going anywhere. We still, recognize the point, our role in this mission and work. And frankly, we also recognize that we are rooted and built in the civil rights movement, which says that the Black American community, as much as anybody else, has been left out of the economy for so long. And so, we continue to stand on that, position as well. So, we'll see how it goes and we'll adjust accordingly, but we'll keep doing the work, keeping the fight.
David Hopkins, Urban League of Greater Hartford, joining us here on Brian and Company. So Wellness Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. What's happening?
Yeah, man, it happens every year. We're excited because, again, it allows us to touch the community and bring something to the community that is very, very important. Economic empowerment, paths to actually, self-reliance, resources like jobs and house is important, but health is a part of that. We want to be able to sustain those things with a healthy family and healthy community. So we are building our Wellness Wednesday on the eight dimensions of wellness, which are emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, occupational. I'm reading it. Social and spiritual. I think just in general, the idea is that we're going to be focusing on the whole person, which is critical. And we'll have a number of partners come out who will have demonstrations, these things that we do every year. And most of our events as well, we try to keep a place for this. But, we have our aeroponic garden towers where we produce free vegetables that we give out to the community. But we'll be doing a cooking demonstration and show people how to cook nutritious foods. We'll have something new this year. Delta Dental is going to be supporting us, and we'll have dentists out doing some screenings. And so, everything that you can think of, we'll be doing. And so I was caught the tail end of your weather update. If you went out 10 days, hopefully the weather is going in the direction that's going to make it, a wonderful day for folks to be outside. But it's going to be in our parking lot, so it should be a lot of fun.
So 5 to 7 p.m., 140 Woodland, Wednesday, April the 30th. It's a week from tomorrow. Do people have to register, and can anyone show up?
Yeah, we would love for them to register. Ideally that's the case. Anyone can certainly show up. It's for the community, and so we want people to feel like, know that this is, they're part of the community, so they're certainly invited. But, if you want to get any more information of it, you can always go to our social media hashtag, which is ULG864 for Urban League Greater Hartford, ULG864. And you can get a lot of the details and see the flyer and get an idea of what, what's going to be there, including some, like I said, fun things like Double Dutch and Ask the Doctor questions, but also these important health resources as well. So go to the website, go to the social media and get some more information. Registration is preferred, so we know who you are and we can give you some more information, invite you to other things, but it's not necessary.
Got it. Well, I hope it's great. Yeah. I hope the weather cooperates, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for having us.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.